Hello and welcome back to the show. I'm your host and coach, Lorna Blessed. You can follow the show at My Time Show across all podcast platforms and follow me at Coach Lorna Blessed UK or Lorna Blessed UK across social media. Welcome to all our new listeners across all the platforms. You're so very welcome. Let me take this opportunity to wish you all a happy new year. I hope your journey into 2023 has been pleasant thus far. Thank you for sharing and downloading the show. To those of you who has, much appreciated. Sharing is caring and we rise by lifting others. Your affirmation, I am motivated and inspired by life and I am willing to make the best of it with the rest of it. I am motivated and inspired by life and I am willing to make the best of it with the rest of it. What inspires you in life? What motivates you to live out your inspirations? Life has many questions and we are always seeking answers. And at some point, there's a what if or a might have been, a should have or a could have, and definitely a maybe. Such is life. What do you do to stay motivated? Have you ever even thought about it or asked yourself that question? How do you win the game of life without battling your mental health at some point? Life and all its directions and suggestions, wins and losses and anything else it can throw at you, and you're not always ready to catch it, whatever it may be. What do you do when you just don't know what to do? Who do you turn to? Do you even know what questions to ask? No, not always, because you have to be able to trust people. And if you don't know them, that's not easy to do, is it? And you have to learn to trust yourself sometimes too. And that's not easy to do either. Some things in life happen through no fault of our own doing, and some things are. But despite all the curveballs life throws at us, we have to learn to throw them back. Sometimes we get caught in nets and don't know how to get out of them and become more entangled. But if you didn't have hope, you wouldn't have got out. If you weren't inspired by what was waiting for you when you got out, you would have given up. If you weren't motivated by the fact that whatever it was that was waiting for you when you got out of that net, you would have given up and stayed in the entanglement. But you didn't, did you? You're still out here, inspired by life, motivated by life, and living in eternal hope. Here's a quote by Alexander the Great. There is nothing impossible to those who will try. Vincent van Gogh said, "For the great doesn't happen through impulse alone. And it is a succession of little things that are brought together." Make a note of all the 7 ways that I'm going to give you to be and stay inspired by life. A succession of little things brought together to create the life you truly desire. And then why not make another list of all the things you find uninspiring? People, places and things that no longer serve you. What are you going to do to make changes? What will make it easier to adapt to your new life after you make those changes? The things to change, you have to change. Nothing changes if nothing changes. What's your motivation in life? What inspires you to make what you want? What is it you want? Do something different. Come out of your comfort zone. What is it that is in your comfort zone? What inspires you in your comfort zone to make you stay in it so long? You know, in life you have to question yourself and the actions you take sometimes. You know, the actions you take to do something, you have to question it sometimes. Have you ever wondered why it is when other people ask why you do what you do, you become offensive, offended or defensive, or start defending yourself or your beliefs? Yes, it's right to stand up for what you believe in, but what or who are you doing it for? Here's 7 ways to stay inspired or be inspired and motivated by life. Number 1, find out what stimulates you. What tickles your fancy? Now there's a question. Number 2, change your environment. Where you live maybe, where you go to socialize, eat out, meditate or pray. Change your environment. Get out of your comfort zone. Do what you do elsewhere. Number 3 is have a vision. Make a vision board. Know what you are aiming to achieve. See it, believe it, write the vision. Number 4 is read and learn something new that enlightens you on your journey to the life you truly want to live. Something that's going to make you say, yep, that's it. Number 5 is set goals. Set goals with time frames and break them down to smaller goals to make them more realistic and achievable. That's what you're aiming for, achievable. Number 6 is reward yourself with something special to congratulate yourself for achieving those goals. Treat yourself, pamper yourself, or buy yourself something memorable. Number 7, live your best life and love it. Live the life you love and love the life you live. Life will love you back. You create the life you want to live. You be the change you want to see in the world, or your world the way you like it. You are your own universe. What have you learned about yourself or your life since the new year has started? What do you want in life? What don't you want? Ask yourself these questions. Write down these answers. 6 months from now, look back on them and see what has or hasn't transpired in your life and what inspired you along the way. What kept you motivated to do the things you did in the past and what keeps you motivated now? Here's a quote. Stop being afraid of what could go wrong and think of what could go right. You will never know till you try, will you? And it's never too late to be what you might have been. What or who are you becoming? Stay the course. Keep yourself uplifted on your journey. And you don't have to go it alone. Find yourself an accountability partner, like a mentor or a coach or minister, to go on your journey through life with, if you don't have a partner or a spouse. And don't forget your children, because they are on your journey with you. It's your life's journey. They are on it too. Even if they're of age, you may think they're not, or they may say they're not, and they may not appear to be listening or watching, but they are in some way, shape or form. Actions will always speak louder than words. Your affirmation again. I am motivated and inspired by life, and I am willing to make the best of it with the rest of it. Stop being afraid of what could go wrong and think of what could go right. And there is nothing impossible if you try. Thank you for joining me on this episode of the My Time Show. Wishing you a prosperous and motivational new year, Coach Lorna Blessed.